Bun găsit tuturor! Numele meu este Calistrata Tudorii, sunt din România. Sunt onorat să particip la această fundamentală mișcare ce anunță iminenta stabilire a ordinii multipolare. I will translate now in English. My name is Calistrata Tudorii, I am from Romania and I am deeply honored to participate at this fundamental movement that announces the imminent establishing of the multipolar order. I am the president of the Non-Aligned Countries Forum in Romania, PhD in political philosophy and journalist. We live in a moment of great shifting in the international stage. We saw in the last 100 years, and especially in the last 3 years, numerous coordinated efforts of coercion and aggression against states and peoples. But what I would like to underline is that these concerted actions that have taken place around the world necessarily involve a network far too vast and effective to be attributed solely to American power and to the means at its disposal. This is why I consider that, in fact, we confront not only with the United States warmongers and its allies, but with a much more perfidious system that controls America itself and all the countries from the so-called collective West. There is, in fact, a hidden, underground, subversive organization of a transnational nature, a kind of international deep state that plans to create the so-called New World Order. Organizations such as the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group, or the Trilateral Commission have been acting in a coordinated manner for a long time as a kind of shadow government that seek to impose its agenda. Global power, world hegemony is no longer just the objective of a superpower, apparently the United States, but the precise desire of this shadow world government. In all this globalist apparatus, the American state is, through its administrations, only the main interface for the exercise of the globalist influence. I briefly mentioned some of the main actions that this shadow government achieved in more than 100 years. Of course, I will not go into details, but I offered it in my works. So, the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, the two world wars, the using of paramilitary structures like Gladio, the weaponization of Western financial banking system, the suprastate collaboration in the export of so-called democracy in order to execute regime change and take over the reins of power in most of the countries, the substantial contribution into the establishment, training, and financing of terrorist organizations, the staging of huge terrorist attacks, the most well-known is 9/11 in 2001. In the last 3 years, we have all noticed the terrible acceleration of this globalist agenda through the instrumentalization of the so-called COVID-19 pandemic. About it, there are no abundant evidence that it was artificially generated. Then, from February last year, we saw the coordinated alignment of the liberal states against the Russian Federation under the pretext of helping democracy in Ukraine, a country that have been prepared actually by this shadow government from a long time for a proxy war with Russia. Based on this kind of evidences, an important conclusion that we could formulate is that after the breakup of Soviet Union in 1991, the international system passed from the phase of bipolarity in which two superpowers faced each other to a phase of unipolarity, but in which the interests, the aspirations for the world hegemony were no longer associated to a single state, seemingly the United States, but to a worldwide structure with a supranational character configured in the form of a globalist system. This system brings together transnational organizations, often secret, that do not relate to the interest of any nation, but to the interests of a globalist elite that seeks to establish, without the knowledge of the world population, a form of control and governance at the worldwide level. These globalists are the ones who deliberately engineer crisis who own media, who control the major international organizations inside, and who hold the levers of the financial banking power. Now, it is becoming increasingly clear that the Western liberal system, as basis of the globalist system, is rapidly collapsing. Russia, China, and also many other states have been preparing their exit from this form of domination and control for years and have now created an alternative financial, banking, economic, and military system which cancels any chance of recovery of the American-style unipolar world. The number of states dependent of globalist system has visibly decreased in recent years, and more countries are choosing the path of nationalism and sovereignty. The globalist system with aspirations for unipolarity, led apparently by the United States, only controls at most 20% of the world population. The remaining 80% belong to states that no longer want to hear about America's of globalist hegemony and are tired of its abusive sanctions. Nearly 7 of 8 billion of the world's population now join or are about to join very powerful organizations that have broken out of the sphere of globalist domination. These organizations include BRICS, ASEAN, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or the Commonwealth of Independent States. Although we cannot yet say that we have truly entered into the multipolar international order, its establishment is, in my view, inevitable and very close, and will restore for mankind the chance of particularly fruitful cooperation between sovereign and independent states. Thank you for your attention.